The Utah Department of Transportation is collecting public input before they begin an environmental impact study. It's the first step to formally address longtime concerns about truck traffic on US 40 as it runs through downtown Heber City. UDOT's project manager, Jeremy Bowne, told the council they do not have preconceived ideas about future traffic solutions for Main Street in Heber. A traffic count was done in 2019 to gather data. They use a report card method to grade road service levels.
Existing traffic conditions during that PM peak, we have failing levels of service on the arterial grade there, 11 miles per hour. So this is a 35 mile an hour speed limit through most of Main Street, right? And so when you're down in the 10, 11, 12 miles an hour, that's considered a failing level of service. The backup up at 5th North, southbound into town, becomes extremely significant. Currently, our backup there is about 275 feet is the average. And in 2050, our model is showing that that 2050 no build is showing 6,300 feet. So from less than a football field to over a mile and a half backup in 30 years if nothing is done.
Bound says commercial trucks make up about 4% of the vehicle traffic on US 40 through Heber City's downtown. The other 96% are considered private vehicles, which can include trailers, campers, pickups, and other passenger-type non-commercial vehicles.
Everything from your single-unit box truck up to your multi-unit tanker trucks are all considered commercial or heavy trucks. So during the peak hour, we're really showing 4% trucks. And 1% of the total traffic during this peak hour is those oil tanker trucks.
A stakeholder committee of 18 people has been formed to represent the community. Down says the feedback he's received indicate people are mostly concerned with truck traffic.
I get the feeling from people we've talked to and from stakeholder working group meetings that people feel like there's a lot more trucks than these numbers are indicating. I think 600 to 700 trips by a truck, I think that's a lot. Personally, I don't have that experience of walking down Main Street having those trucks drive by.
Council member Marilyn Crittenden says businesses are concerned about diverting all traffic from Heber's commercial district.
I think some of that reason is because I think they realize that if we take all the vehicles off, if we make it so easy to just avoid Main Street, we end up like a lot of other towns that then the Main Street dies. And all we did was move the traffic and the commercial to another spot. And I think that might be some of why you're hearing that comment.
Bound says UDOT has received 26 comments since the public input opened August 27th. And he wants to emphasize the agency has no predetermined plans to build a bypass.
The themes that we have so far, there's desire to improve safety and walkability on Main Street, divert truck traffic, needs for intersection improvements and some ideas on how to do that, and then concerns about community and environmental impacts, as well as the bypass route.
Bounds says once the environmental impact study is finished in 2023, and they determine a project is warranted, it would compete with other state projects for funding. The public comment period closes on September 26th. A link to the Heber Valley study can be found on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.